This episode of the Disney Insider Podcast is brought to you by Quilted Northern Ultra Bathroom Tissue. Treat yourself to plush quilts every day.
Today, December 19th, 2005, on the official Inside Disney Podcast. Straight from the pages of the Disney Insider, your source for all things Disney. 40 and Fab. Mary Poppins celebrates a milestone. Moviegoers at the 1964 premiere of Mary Poppins were surprised to see the role of stooped old banker Mr. Dawes Sr. credited to none other than Dick Van Dyke. But nobody was more surprised than Van Dyke's 8-year-old co-star, Karen Dotrice. Dotrice tells us, quote, "I had no idea that was Dick Van Dyke until I saw the credits at the Royal Premiere in London," unquote. Playing young Jane Banks in the film, Dotrice, despite sharing a scene with the antiquated fellow, was completely taken in. She says, quote, "Dick kept totally in character. That's why Matthew Garber and I looked so terrified in the scene. All those freaky old codgers. We were really scared of them," unquote. Van Dyke was already cast as congenial chimney sweep Bert, but says he begged Walt Disney to let him dress up and play Dawes. Van Dyke says, quote, "I thought it would be a very funny character, and I told Walt if he would let me play him, I wouldn't charge him a nickel," unquote. Dotrice, Van Dyke, Julie Andrews, and songwriter Richard Sherman reunited to film extras for the December 14, 2004 release of the 40th Anniversary Edition DVD, which includes interviews, a previously unreleased song, and plenty of behind-the-scenes scoop. Freaky old codgers aside, each says the 4-month Poppins shoot was a once-in-a-lifetime ball. Dotrice says, quote, "Julie Andrews was so much fun, and Dick was a big kid. He used to have us laughing until our makeup ran," unquote. Even better, all the actors enjoyed the perks of a big-budget film set, like tea parties on the ceiling and floating carousel ponies. Dotrice continues, quote, "There we were way up high in the air riding horses. It was so bloody cool," unquote. For his part, Van Dyke thoroughly enjoyed the animated scenes, particularly the memorable pas-de-deux with the penguin. The actor says his experience as a mime helped him interact with invisible characters. The fully realized flick astonished even the actors, who filmed all of their scenes on Burbank stages, some empty but for a blue screen. Dotrice even marveled at seeing herself on screen with a mouthful of teeth. She and Garber, who played her on-screen younger brother Michael, each lost several baby choppers, most of them casualties of the supercalifragilistic scene that required eating candy apples for days. She recalls with a hearty laugh, quote, "They had to keep making us these chiclet teeth," unquote. Post-Poppins, Van Dyke and Andrews famously continued their entertainment careers, while Dotrice opted for a quieter life as mom to three and occasional television creative consultant. Garber died in 1977, just after his 21st birthday. But despite the passage of 40 years, Van Dyke says the memories, as well as the film, have held up. He says, quote, "Mary Poppins is one of the few projects that I knew from the beginning was going to be huge. That movie is going to live forever," unquote. For more information about the 40th anniversary DVD of Mary Poppins, visit us at Disney.com. We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney Podcast. Get more Disney scoop, plus photos and trivia, in the Disney Insider newsletter. Just visit Disney.com to subscribe.